Italy strengthened their position at the top of Nations League Group A2 on Monday by thumping Israel 41 in Udine, where ramped-up security was put in place for the away side's first match of 2024 outside Hungary, and brace for Di Lorenzo Matteo Retegi's penalty 4 minutes from halftime, a brace from captain Giovanni Di Lorenzo and Davide Fratus's 72nd minute strike moved Italy to 10 points from 4 unbeaten matches. The Azzurri are 6 points ahead of third-placed Belgium, who lost 21 to France, and a draw against either the Red Devils or the French next month will ensure qualification for the quarterfinals, and Luciano Spalletti's swashbuckling Italy are a different side to the one which put in a dismal title defence at the European Championship this past summer, and another strong performance in which they missed a host of chances to win by an even wider margin was marred by Guglielmo Vaccherio allowing Mohamed Abu Fani's corner straight past him in the 65th minute. "We didn't take anywhere near full advantage of what we created. To get in front of their goalkeeper so often wasn't easy because they sat deep and finding space was hard," said Spalletti to Rai. "We had plenty of chances to score more goals but it's okay. You can make mistakes but we reacted well," Leveling scores winner. Meanwhile, a 63-minute rocket from debutant Jamie Leveling gave Germany a 10 win over Limp Netherlands in Munich and a first appearance in the knockout rounds, and the Stuttgart forward was called off the bench after an injury to club teammate Dennis Ndav in the warm-up, and Leveling had an early goal ruled out for the tightest of offsides before blasting in a loose ball from a Joshua Kimmich corner. A beaming Leveling told Germany's ZDF network, "We won as a team, I scored the 10, we won 10, but we did well and I am just happy I could help out. The Dutch are a top nation, but we played a good game nevertheless. We used the chances that we had well.